Hi, you're listening to Society Bites Radio, and welcome to a series of programs sponsored by the Suncoast Alliance for Lifelong Learning. We want to answer that perpetual question, did you know, by sharing with you the many unique and special prospects in the Suncoast region of Southwest Florida. During our series of programs, we will interview representatives from the organizations that provide these programs in Sarasota and Manatee counties. They will inform us of the excitement and thrill of pursuing their classes, lectures, or special events that have helped us appreciate this wonderful gift we have of curiosity and a desire to learn more about ourselves and the world around us. Today we have two people representing the Sarasota Technology User Group, Bill Crowell and Mike Hutchinson, and they're going to tell us a little bit about what's going on with the Society Technology Group. And so maybe, Bill, you could start out sort of telling us what is the Sarasota Technology Group.
Our mission is to, this is Bill Crowell, and our mission is to provide members of our organization with a quality education using today's personal technology. And that's either a phone, a tablet, a computer, and we're getting down to where it's your refrigerator. Our second mission is to provide a quality computer to the citizens of Sarasota County who are unable to afford one.
That's terrific. So you got education on one major component of your mission, and then the other is to, and I've donated several laptops from the past to your intake place, and so those are rehabbed, and what happens to those after you fix them up?
Yeah, we have a number of different places that something happens to them. Most common thing is we get somebody referred to us from various places, either our website or someplace in town, an individual, either unemployed, somebody starting a new career, a vet, that type of thing, and we provide them a computer. We also support nonprofits. So, for instance, right now we're building 6 computers for a nonprofit that's going to help people learn how to work in a call center. And so that's the two sides of the local one. And then we also do what's called Computer for Kids, and that's a program that ties in with the school system.
Sounds good.
A source for a lot of our computers is, as you mentioned, donations. So if people are getting a new computer and they have an older one, the Refurb Project picks those up and puts the appropriate software on it, repairs a few of the problems that it may have, and makes them available to the program.
Yeah, I think it's a terrific service, and I think that helps us recycle older equipment and make it available for those that can't typically afford to go out and keep buying new equipment.
Well, yep, but it keeps it out of the landfill, too.
Absolutely. And let's talk about the education side a little bit. Who are the people that you typically have coming to your classes? What's their background, their interest?
The thing I want to stress is it's not, even though the name may say Sarasota Technology Users Group, it's not meant for techies or just for techies. Our demographic is somewhere between 17 and 95. And obviously in the Sarasota area, the demographic on average tends to be in the 60s and 70s. And these are people who in a previous life didn't have the opportunity to get started with computers and want to join the 21st century and have no idea how to do it. It's also for folks that have experience with computers and just want to continue keeping up with the technology that's out there today.
What tends to be the most popular classes that people are looking for?
Okay, we offer, geez. All right. In the classroom, we offer a lot of different opportunities for learning. Let's start out with Windows 10. So if you just got a computer and you got Windows 10 on it and you're used to Windows XP or Windows 7, all of a sudden you're faced with a whole new set of things you have to click on. So in the classes, we do basic Windows 10. And we have about three or four sessions where people can come to our classes and pick that information up. By the way, the classes are held during the month. We have a monthly schedule we post, and they're either held during the week at the Gulfgate Library or on Saturdays at the Waldemere Center across from the hospital. Next in the list of classes that we might offer would be the Microsoft Office Suite, where you can pick up either initially using Microsoft Office, or you just want to get, let's say, how to make up Christmas cards and mailing lists in using Microsoft Word.
You so have, it's go ahead. A combination of some pretty basic skills, but also moving people beyond some of the things they know initially to help them through, like you say, Windows 10 or some other software programs.
Exactly. For example, if you're just starting, you take maybe a series of three or four classes on Saturday mornings. And then if you want to continue the knowledge, we offer individual day sessions. The sessions run about an hour and a half. And they take individual sessions, like how to make up the Christmas mailing list. On the iPhone, we might have a class on how to use Siri. And we have classes also on the iPhone for beginners and intermediate users, and that would be the beginners classes. And then the individual classes would be how to use Siri, how to use the iCloud, apps you would use for traveling are a couple examples of that.
So how long has Sarasota Technology Group been operating in Sarasota?
We call it STUG. And I looked that up on the internet, and it's actually a German tank. Anyway, we've been in operation since 1982. We were originally called the Sarasota PC Users Group, and we changed the name so we would be more with the industry, where we include iPhones, Androids, tablets, the technology that people are using.
And I guess are there any advanced classes like software development or dealing with some of the virus threats that are out there? Do you have classes like that too?
We do have classes on things like maintaining your computer. A whole class is on finding and fixing viruses.
How to do backups, that kind of thing. One of the ones I've taught is, we call it PC maintenance. It's how to, when your machine won't boot very quickly, it takes forever to boot, how to clean that up so it'll be close to the way it was when it was new. Other things to speed the machine up to make it pretty much the way it was when you bought it, versus all the little things that have crept into it and slowed it down. So that would be one of the more advanced classes that we teach.
I didn't mention we're also teaching Mac, or the computers for Macintosh or Apple. We're teaching classes on that as well. And some of the short classes we offer on that one, in addition to the basics, is shortcuts for keyboards.
That can come in real handy. Saves a lot of time. What is the? I assume there's a charge for these classes.
No, there's no charge for the classes if you're a member.
Uh huh. How do you become a member, and what is that?
Oh, I was hoping you'd ask that question. We call it the best deal in Sarasota.
Okay.
And what we offer for a grand total of $45 a year for individual and $60 a year for a family, what we offer are any class you want to take at any time, we offer it. So anytime during the year, you can take one of our classes, or you can take the class over and over again. No additional charge. In addition to the classrooms, we hold monthly meetings. And during the monthly meetings, it's broken up into primarily two parts. The first hour or so of the meeting, we have from 2 to 5 what we call forums running. And a forum is in a classroom environment where the members come, sit around, and we ask them, do they have questions? And, for example, I hold one on the iPad, and folks will ask questions or they're having problems and they want to help with how to solve that problem with their iPad or their iPhone. And we address those problems going around the classroom. And if the time still exists, we cover a specific subject, like what's new in the latest operating system. That's the first part of the meeting. The last hour of the meeting, we spend on, we have a presenter come in and give us a presentation. And the subjects in those presentations can be, we have Apple come in and talk about their newest hardware and software. We might have Microsoft come in. We might have someone come in and talk about cloud computing. This coming month, we're going to have somebody talking about
PC maintenance.
And following that, in October, I guess it would be, we're having someone come in and talk to us about what's happening in the realm of technology with hearing aids. Or we could have someone come in and talk hurricane preparedness and what's the technology we use in that. So we have the presenter come in, give their presentation at our weekly meeting, or our monthly meetings. That's the first Wednesday of every month. In addition, for your $45, you get our monthly publication, which contains a series of articles that are written by our members. And in addition to telling you when our classes and meetings are being held, in addition to that, we have a Yahoo group where you can log in on your computer and ask a computer question, and someone in the organization usually responds with, here's how you might fix that problem. And last but not least in all that, we have something called Members Helping Members, where we take our more experienced folks, for example, who are used to using Quicken or Excel or Word, and we list them. We say, if you have a specific problem, give this person a call, and they'll see if they can help you out over the phone. So those are the benefits of being a member of the organization.
Yeah, it's a very impressive menu of options, and I've attended your monthly meetings and taken your courses as well. And I think one of the things I'd like about your monthly meetings is that when somebody else raises a question about a particular problem they might be having, let's say with their iPad or whatever, you're sitting next to that person and you can say, oh, I know that problem. And it's a way of picking up information that you hadn't necessarily thought how to formulate the question, and someone else does it for you. And that's a nice bonus, I think, to having those monthly forums.
We have one of the forums is just Q&As on computers, and yeah, it's amazing how often the group solves the problem.
Exactly. Yes. You have people in the audience who have gone through that and found a way to work around problem A or problem B. And it's helpful to hear that. And you can always talk to that person one-to-one before you leave the meeting and get a few more specifics if you feel you need it. I think that's a nice flexible aspect of your
The other nice thing on that is you discover that you're not as dumb as you thought you were, or there are a lot of other people in the same boat.
Well, yes, and this technology, as you know, moves so rapidly, and there's new twists and turns to it. And I think the thing I have appreciated is learning workarounds some of the issues, because if you can't do it going down pathway A, maybe you can try something down pathway B, and it'll work just as effectively. So it opens up, it seems to me, your thinking that goes beyond a single answer to the problem.
And not always are the questions basic. Some of them are kind of advanced, and it does take a group a lot of the time to come up with the correct solution to the problem.
Yes. And you didn't mention in those forums, I believe you have a raffle sometimes.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, we have two things. One is we have door prizes that are given away every meeting. So those are low cost items. Four of them or five of them a meeting we give. And the intent originally for them was to get people to stay the whole meeting. So the door prizes are given away at the end of the meeting.
They're mice, maybe a mouse, not a live one, or a flash drive or some CDs, something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
And then quarterly, we give away, we have a raffle and give away a more expensive item. It can be a laptop or an iPad or something along that line. And those people make donations, and then we do a raffle at the end of 3 months on those.
Has Stug made any connections with other providers of digital technology in the community?
Well, we do talk to Apple.
Yeah, Microsoft came and did a presentation.
Apple's come to make a presentation. Samsung came, and Google. All have come to our meetings and given presentations on their products. So that's worked out nicely.
Uh-huh. What about other merchants who sell digital technology?
We've had one of the
discount computers.
They've come and talked to us about some of the higher technology issues. If you wanted to get into a little bit fancier computer, they've talked about that. For instance, we have a couple of advertisers. I think that's the only one that's actually come and talked to the group.
Well, tell us a little bit about your website and what information is available there. How do we access it, make use of it?
Yep, we have a website. Its address is thestug.org, thestug.org. We couldn't get Stug by itself. Somebody already had that. And the website is set up with a number of main areas. One is education. Underneath that, you'll find the classes. You'll find tutorials on different things. For instance, the PC maintenance class is taught, like once or twice a year. But the actual PowerPoint presentation is up on the website. There are other types of tutorials up there. The page to find out about the refurbishing group is up there. The front page usually has articles of interest, things that are relevant now that have been, that our webmaster has picked up off the web and have found to be interesting, so he puts those up there. Then we have the normal membership stuff. Our monthly newsletters are put up on the website after 3 months. So they're only accessible to members for 3 months. After that, they're all available free on the website to anybody that wants to look at it.
And I assume through your website, if a person wants to take out a membership there, that can be facilitated.
Yep, there's a link for that. You can sign up, and actually, we finally came into the 21st century. You can now pay online through PayPal with a credit card.
That makes it very, very convenient.
Yeah. And we have some information, things like the bottom of the front page, you can see the computers that we refurbished over the last few years. The webmaster keeps the last 4 or 5 years up there. So just a count. And then during the current year, it keeps the monthly count and the year to date.
And so if I'm interested in a refurbished computer, is there information there that tells me how to?
Yep, there's a link for that. It's heavily into donating because that's what most of our members do. But there's some information on where the shop is, how to get a hold of us if you wish a computer and want to get one. And the phone number and the address and all that kind of thing.
What about volunteering at your organization? What volunteer opportunities do you have?
First of all, we're all volunteers. And there's a volunteer opportunity for almost everyone. You know, from setting up our speaker system at the beginning of the meeting to hosting the new member table to getting gifts for our door prizes, et cetera, et cetera. So there's plenty of opportunities for volunteers.
Yeah, people can teach classes if there's a subject they like. If they're into refurbishing computers, we have that. We've had up to 9 people working in that area. We have how many instructors we got?
Something like 12 instructors.
Yeah, 11 or 12 people to do teaching. And so we have each year we have a luncheon for the volunteers. We have about 50 to 60 people usually attend that. That's how many people have volunteered in one form or another in the organization.
Just to give you an idea of some numbers, Bob, we currently have about 350 members, about 125 or so on average attend our monthly meetings. For our classes, for example, and these are just the number of different classes we have on various subjects. On the Windows operating system or the Apple operating system, we had 23 classes last year. In the Microsoft Office area, we had 18 different classes last year, right? On how to use the internet how to keep from going to the wrong place on the internet, we had 18 different classes. On the Apple devices, iPads and iPhones, we had 17 different classes. And we have, you know, ones on file management, photography, email, using social media like Facebook, and using Android devices. So we have classes on those kinds of subjects. And that was kind of a collective of the opportunities people have to take the different classes.
And I know you, once you sign up your membership, of course, you provide an email address. You send out this information on a pretty regular basis, I assume.
Yeah, we have a minimum of 2 emails a month. One will give you a link to our newsletter that you can for that particular month, and then one announcing the meeting. So we have a minimum of 2 a month. Once in a while, if something exciting is going on in the technology world that you might need to know about, another email might come out.
So what do you see on the horizon in terms of the new digital technology?
We feel at some point in the future we're going to have to expand and really start teaching people how to use refrigerators.
Say refrigerators. I wasn't sure I was hearing it correctly.
I did say refrigerator.
But so yeah, there's almost everything's getting computerized. You know, for instance, if you used to have a video camera, now it's all tied into your iPhone and your iPad and so forth. So when you, like the Ring doorbell, we had a thing on that. And you know, that's a technology that's just to answer your door. Our refrigerators are going to be able to monitor what you put in and out in the future.
Security systems.
Security systems, yes.
Weather systems. I got a weather system tied to my phone this past Christmas. It keeps track of wind speed and temperatures and all that kind of stuff, and you see it on your iPad. So
that's terrific. Well, we're getting out of time here, so
okay.
Tell us one more time your website and any telephone numbers that people could connect with you.
Yeah, so the website is www.thestug.org, and if you're interested in donating to the refurb shop, the telephone number is 941-539-7401, and you can email the refurb shop at refurb@thestug.org. There's a phone number for the full organization, and that always goes to a recording, and you leave a message on that one.
Where's that one?
I'm not sure where that one is. So you can look on the website.
Right. Be on your website, right? Yep. Well, I want to thank both of you for taking the time. Mike Hutchinson and Bill Crow, who are, I know both of you very well, and I know you're doing some terrific things there at STUG. And if people want to learn more about your organization, I encourage them to visit your website. And if you'd like to learn more about the Suncoast Alliance for Lifelong Learning, you can reach me, Bob Carlson, at rvcabc@gmail.com. Or go to our website, suncoastlifelonglearning.org, where we have 25 organizations, and you can search for classes, and particularly for classes that are being offered by the STUG organization. So again, gentlemen, thank you very much.
Thank you, Bob.
Thanks, Bob.
Tell me what you gonna do to me. Confrontation ain't nothing new to me. You could bring a bullet, bring a sword, bring a morgue, but you can't bring the truth to me.
Alexa, play Kendrick Lamar and SZA.
Okay.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need. Get tens of millions of songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.